things happen, and I always have fun with people because people have fun with me, and I just don't want anybody ever getting offended at one of my shows because that's not what I try to do. That's not. I just want people to have fun, have a good time, and laugh, and, you know, because things are always happening in my life, and that's why I'm trying to change things. For example, I just became a dad. Thank you. Thank you. He's 10. I know. Surprise me, too. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. Actually, I hooked up with a beautiful woman who had a pre-started family. I just kind of stepped in and, you know, took over the payments. But it's going really good. The best part about this relationship with my new son, because that's what I call him now, is the fact that he looks exactly like me. I swear to you, he's fluffy too. You look at him and he's all... You look at the back of his neck, it has the same peck of chorizo I do right here. Just... He's awesome. He's a great kid, you guys. A really, really good kid. His name is Frankie, and he's awesome. Let me tell you something right now. The only problem I have with him is that he wakes up so early. Like, even on Saturdays. On Saturday mornings, he'll knock on the door, and
Gabriel!
And I'm asleep, right? I'm like, what?
I'm hungry.
Me too. Make something. And then he does. I can hear him operating the microwave, you know, the... And I'm like, waffles. I'm telling my girl, I'll be back. He's a great kid, though, a really, really good kid. We've already had our first adventure, too. I took him to school, and you figure, okay, what's the big deal? You just take him to school, he gets out of the car, and he leaves. No, there's a lot to it. We're running late, and he's telling me this the whole drive. I'm running late, Gabriel. I'm running late. Okay, all right, I get it, Frankie. Gabriel, you know what time? I know what time it is, Frankie. I'm running. All right. I go, how much time before the bell rings? 4 minutes. We're cool. So we pull up to the school. All right, go for it, Frankie. And he hits me with this. Gabriel, I can't get out right here. I go, why not? This is not the designated drop-off area. No mames way. Come on, dude. Just go for it, right? There's your classroom, right? 13, go for it. Go to class. Okay, Gabriel. So he cracks the door. As soon as he cracks the door, out of nowhere, here comes the principal, right? And I know it's the principal because he's screaming it. It's the principal! It's the principal! It's the principal! It's the principal! I'm like, dude, relax. I'm 31. I don't give a shit. So here she comes, right?
Excuse me, sir. Sir, this is not the designated drop-off area. Please drive to the other side of the school. There's a special valet drop-off. You can't leave him here.
And I look at my kid and I'm like, watch this. Señora, no sé lo que está diciendo. Estoy dejando a mi hijo aquí. Aquí está su clase. Yo no sé, nomás lo estoy dejando. Su mamá no lo quiere y así es que yo lo tengo que dejar aquí. And I start giving him little high fives. I'm like, that's how you do it, homeboy. That's how you do it. That principal was badass because she was like,
usted no puede dejar su hijo aquí. Saca la vuelta a la otro lado de la escuela. Allá sí, sí, aquí, no, no. Allá sí, sí, aquí, no, no. Yo no soy pendeja.
I kicked him out of the car. I picked him on. I'm sorry. I picked him up later on that night. Or not that night. Sorry. I was waiting for the principal to leave. No, I pick him up, you know, after school. And he tells me, I'm going to tell my mom. I'm going to tell my mom the principal yelled at y'all. Go, not if you want to keep your Nintendo. I found out that's how you gotta run the house. You threaten what, you know, what the kids love. Video games. I never have to yell at him. I never have to hit him. You know, I just threaten what he loves more than anything else. Freaking Sonic the Hedgehog. Because it's you know, for me, this became an overnight thing where I'm like, I went from just being a guy who's at a club one night, you know. Next morning, I'm like, do you have lunch money? It was like night and day, you know? Instant family, just that fluffy. It's weird because, you know, there was a special place in my heart for him because I didn't grow up with a dad. My dad was out of the picture by the time I was 4. I have no idea what happened. My father was at mariachi in Mexico. And yeah, my mom hooked up with him, and 9 months later, tan tan, I came out, and it was either sing or be a comedian, and well, this is what happened.